a classic show. But that's just
Malcolm in the Middle. Malcolm in the Middle.
me.
Malcolm in the
Fuck
Middle.
with, fuck with me.
It ain't a single black person on that show.
Oh, I didn't even think about it.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the Weird Night Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. First and foremost, I want to thank all you guys out there for listening. All right, make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. All right, so first I want to go ahead and introduce the man from Philly, right? Mr. Smooth, Mr. Suave, Mr. Possibly Red Pill, my boy Pat.
What's cracking, man? What's cracking? Man, listen, I love you guys, man. I love being here, dog. I can't wait to get this shit popping. That's all I got.
Hey, man, it's that, you know, that's across the board. Secondly, we got a retire YN, Mr. I don't know. I don't even know what to say about you no more, man. I know you so many years, just your whole life. And it's just good to see you, man. But I got my brother B. He over here.
Yes. What's the deal, man? What's going on, you guys? All good?
Yeah. So, first and foremost, I just want to ask y'all how y'all week been.
Man, ain't nothing, man. Just work. I'm glad. And I'm on vacation. Well, just started vacation, so about to just hit this gym something crazy, man. That's all I got going, man. That's all it's been. I couldn't wait for this week. I mean, this vacation, though. Being honest with you. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I feel it, man. I'm same here, bro. Hey, I'm it's Christmas time, bro. So you know shit. Know what everybody doing right now, man. Trying to hurry up and grind and get your last minute gifts. You know, all the good stuff. That's what I've been on.
Yeah, I feel that, man. So as of right now, like Mac, right, I'm also on vacation, spending a little bit of time with the kids. Like I said, we don't do Christmas gifts. We usually just do a trip. So that way we kind of give the kids a memory as opposed to getting them a bunch of gifts. And in all honesty, this is what, like, fourth year that we've been doing it. And I think they really like doing that as opposed to getting all the gifts anyway. And I like not having to worry about, you know, getting a bunch of gifts and stressing out right before the holiday. But and one of the things that we've been doing constantly, right, is I've been getting my kids back into the old sitcoms, and not just old sitcoms. I get them into getting familiarized with, you know, the older black sitcoms, right? And it got me to thinking, just what do y'all think are the top of the top tier when it comes to black sitcoms? So I know before we got ahead, we started talking about the episode and everything else. I had these guys try to compile like a quick little list of what they think the top five black sitcoms were. And I'm kind of curious to hear what y'all answers to these. I mean, I got mine all laid out and yeah, just let me see. B, like, what do you think is like, well, not just your top five, but just give us the number five.
My top five black sitcoms. Can we do any black sitcom, like a comedy, anything?
So the only thing, so for me, I'll give you my number five. So my number five that I got on my list is Family Matters, right? Just because for me,
that's great.
To me, that was a classic one. Even though I think Urkel is on some weird shit now, where he won't even do a reunion with the rest of them because he feel like he's bigger than the rest of the group and whatnot. But I think that show was it was not really ahead of its time, but I think it gave a good portrayal of, you know, what a black family looks like in the situations that they was in. But I want to see what y'all number five was.
Man, let's say, I'ma just throw black shows out there. I can't say, like, it won't be like Family Members or not. I mean, Family, I really need to say it.
Yeah,
family matters. It was, is we naming five or just naming one?
No,
this the only number five.
So yeah, we're starting at number five. Like whatever you think the number five one is first.
And it can be any show though.
I mean, preferably a black sitcom, but if all you got is black shows, man, then we can go.
What's it mean by black sitcom? Is it like family movies?
Them 30-minute joints, man. Like,
oh, the 30-minute joints?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Power. No. I want. Okay. Okay. The best sitcom I would have to go with. I'm a comedy dude, so I'm going to go with Martin, man.
Yeah, number five.
Well, that wouldn't be number five. You're right. That would not be number five. That for sure, like number two and number one, but I don't know, bro. It's so many of them, bro. Everybody hates Chris, man.
It's not a bad everybody hates Chris. I can see that at a five.
Yeah,
I mean, but man. In all honesty, like, when it comes to Everybody Hates Chris, I don't really see that as like a classic show. But that's just
Malcolm in the Middle. Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Fuck with me.
It ain't a single black person on that show.
Okay. I ain't even think about
that. No, it is a black dude on the show, but no, that's not a black
show. Man, who? I ain't never seen a black guy on that show.
I know. I mean, I said Malcolm in the Middle. I was like, damn. I started thinking like, damn. Am I missing something? Oh, shit.
Let me see, man. Go ahead, give him a real one, man. Like, what you got at number five, bro?
Man, my number five is the Jamie Foxx Show, man. I'm a little bit old school than y'all, so I mean, most of mine gonna take y'all back. But that Jamie Foxx, man, he's always killed my man with the, you know what I'm saying? You know, yo, that shit used to kill me. I used to do that shit to people all the time, dog. That is my shit. So I got that at number five,
bro. You kind of favor Braxton.
Oh, come on, man. Get
to... It's a tad bit. Just a tad bit. Y'all got a different size head. I'm talking shit, bro.
Nah, I know.
So, I was about to say, that's not a bad five to have. I mean, the only issue Jamie Foxx is not in my top five, only because, for me, it's not one of them shows that I like ran to as much as I ran to the other shows, but I definitely think it is in the top 10 and it do deserve to be mentioned.
Yeah. Like, so I'm gonna be honest with you. I put those at the bottom and because I was more into the family oriented shows, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. So that's what you see a little bit later. You know what I mean? If we keep pushing.
No, we definitely gonna keep pushing. Hey, for my number four, I put Martin in my four. All right.
Damn.
Yeah. I know everybody look at Martin as like, is like a higher tier show. But for me, the reason why I put Martin at four is because one, like you were saying, the family oriented shows for me was more higher on the list. And Martin wasn't really family oriented. It's just him and Gina and all their friends. And they kind of were just running around doing stuff and whatnot. And I'm gonna be honest with you, Martin, sometimes some of that shit he was doing, looking back on it now that I'm older, the shit was not funny. Like, some of the jokes would drag on far too fucking long.
Yeah, it's like the one with the dog when he had that little dead dog joint. Like, what, you're just saying being in it dragging on, like, dang, just kept yanking this motherfucking dog around. But
it's funny as hell. I ain't gonna lie to you. When I first seen it, I couldn't stop laughing at it. That one. And then, remember that one where he had the little rat thing running across the floor?
Yeah. Then he was on vacation. But that's and the reason why Martin is, I push that to my two, even though I said my shit is more family oriented, because that shit was iconic, man. Just like, I remember being in school, man. That's all we'll talk about. Be like the Martin Show coming on tonight, so you know everybody gonna be talking about it tomorrow, and it's still legit today. Like people just play it, and you'll still watch. I watch probably every single episode, probably 50 times. I'm exaggerating, but. An extended period of time. So, I mean, that was iconic to me.
Hey, I more so got classic movies more than shows. Like, the movies, you know what I'm saying? Like, the shows.
We on shows right now, though. Obviously, we can do another episode, another segment. You know what I mean?
I was about to say, we can get into black movies next time.
And let it save her.
But no. I was gonna say I'm pretty sure that we probably all think I know my number one is probably going to be one that's like, but I'm going to still walk the dog, right? So my number three is, even though I wasn't alive for when this show was in syndication, Good Times.
Good Times is my number three.
Good Times for show up there. That's a great number. Three or two. Good three.
Good Times legit. Ain't in my five, though.
Yes, sir. The reason why I like to watch Good Times is because I got kids now, right? And my kids, we don't necessarily live in the same situation to where they was living at in Good Times. So it's good to play Good Times and show them exactly what life was like and what it really was like when people were poor and whatnot and marginalized in that time, right? And it's good to kind of look at that and use that as like, it's one of the shows that I still watch to this day. And I turn it on with the kids. The kids enjoy it, and we have a good time watching that show.
Well, let me just run down my top three then. We ain't gonna skip fast, but we gonna skip me fast. I'm gonna do my top three. I'm gonna go three, Bernie Mac, two, Martin, number one. We're gonna have to go with Phillip Banks. Take him out to where they was at in fucking Bel-Air.
Nope.
Larry, we got to go there, man. That's number one, man. That's the classic, man.
And I mean, that ain't a bad, like, now.
I mean, straight.
But you got a three, man.
Shit. Wayne Brothers, man. Wayne Brothers, me. I don't know. I mean, it was just something about it, man. You know, it's kind of like the single parent. You know what I mean? They only had pops and shit. So, I don't know.
But moms was around, though.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, what it was all about, you know what I mean? Pops and shit, because they just worked at the diner most of the time. They're in the diner most of the time, you know what I mean? I don't know. I fuck with it, man. That's Wayne Brothers, me, man, number three.
Well, the reason I did, like I said, I just thought it was weird that they never showed the mom. The mom was supposed to be alive and well and just running around, but there was never a person that was cast to be their mom. Which I thought was all right. So my number two, all right, is Fresh Prince. I mean, to me, that was the pinnacle of black comedy. I mean, at his time, it was like Will Smith was such an iconic character. That was the role that took him from being a rapper into pretty much thrust him into stardom from that point. Everything was up on the up and up for him after that show. The characters, the cousins, the story, the original Fresh Prince to me was top tier black comedy. And the only reason it's placed at number two is because the number one show for me is, oh, I'm not going to name it yet, but it's so high up there for me. I can't see me moving Fresh Prince over that show.
I ain't hear you on that one, man. Oh, I guess my phone was acting crazy. You said, who's the number one?
No. I didn't say number one. I said number two. So number two, I was just talking about Fresh Prince, and I was talking about how it's the pinnacle of black comedy, and how Will Smith is, you know, it thrust him into stardom, and it was the top tier. I'm not going to name my number one yet. I just kind of want to know what your number two was.
No, I think I'm right there with you, though. That's where I think the Fresh Prince was, it derives from where I'm going at next, which is my number one, right? That good family structured, you know what I mean? Black family structure, because I mean, and again, what we're always here and see, you don't really see it, you know, a total family like that, you know, mom, dad, and the crib. I mean, it's fucked up to say, but it's true at the same time, right? You know what I mean? Never have that two family home and shit.
I was gonna say, like, that show's impact, I don't think it can be, like, it can be measured. I'm pretty sure everybody, every young black man or woman, they saw that show and they kind of thought that, you know, this is what a black family should be like. But for me, all right, so you said that was your number one. So my number one is a controversial.
No, that was two. That's what I'm saying. It relates right down to my number one, though. It's kind of the same.
Okay, so I'm kind of curious. I think I know what your number one is, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to lay my number one out there, right? All right, my number one, even though it's controversial, is The Cosby Show.
that was my number one. That's what, yes, I'm saying.
I knew it.
I think they're the same structure.
Yes.
But go ahead, finish.
So for me, The Cosby Show, even though everybody hates Bill Cosby at this point, The Cosby Show was the Fresh Prince before the Fresh Prince. And its impact on, you know, Black culture. And that's another show where it can't be understated. I know that, you know, Bill Cosby, I mean, he did what he did, but that show and all the people that were attached to the show, it was top-notch casting, top-notch. Everything about that show was top-notch for me.
That shit was super legit. I mean, it's reality again, right? It don't relate to a lot of people, but it's what people aspire to be, right? Because he was a doctor, his wife was a lawyer, right? And what family? I mean, I'm quite sure they have them, but, and what family? But that makes you, at least it gives you something to aim for as a child. You see what I'm saying? Like, man, I'll be a doctor. My wife can be a lawyer and we can have this perfect house. You know what I mean? That shit was crazy to me because that's truly how I felt as a kid. You know what I mean? Growing up, like, hey, man, I want to live just like that right there. Obviously, my reality, you know what I mean, didn't allow for that. It just, you know, your background, your family has, going to school, right? Didn't allow for that.
That was funny because, like, when me and you can attest to it too, like, when we were younger, we used to have a little VHS that we used to play in the room, and every day Cosby Show was playing. So we had shit that we would watch like constantly. It would either be the Cosby Show or it would be, we watched Friday After Next, which I can still
say. Undercover Brother.
Yeah, Undercover Brother. I can still say those movies word for word.
It's one more.
What was the other one?
Well, you had three.
he not lying. There was three movies. And that
three
was,
movies. Three. And they had three for like, this was for like 3 years straight. Nah, hell no. Nah. It was something else. It was another movie. It was a good movie, too. I don't remember that shit. That was about 20-some years ago, bro.
Yeah, it's been a minute. But yeah, that's our list for Black sitcoms. So while we talking about, you know, sitcoms and celebrities and whatnot, I wanted to ask y'all, let's say you take your girl to a concert or y'all out in public, right? And let's just say the artist is Chris Brown. Let's say your girl has been a Chris Brown fanatic for her entire life, right? And y'all go to the Chris Brown concert and she going all crazy in the crowd as he's gliding over. Because, you know, at his shows now, he's doing that thing where he's gliding over the crowd and she's like, oh, my God. And, you know, trying to grab at him and all that other stuff. What would y'all do in that situation? Are you just like letting your girl rock and you just going to go ahead and sit there, or are y'all just going to just, what are y'all going to do in that situation?
Man, I had the same situation with Drake, man. I remember this chick I was dating at the time, man, we went out to go see a Drake concert and she kept calling this dude Aubrey. And I'm like, who the fuck is Aubrey? Right? The whole time, I can't wait to go see Aubrey. I'm like, who the fuck is this? Got there. I mean, I had to do a little bit of research, obviously, found out that's what this dude's real name is. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell you back then what I did. I didn't do shit. I just sat there and just looked at her. But the whole time I'm thinking about it, like, man, this shorty not for me, right? She not for me. She for Aubrey on some reals. Listen, that's all she talked about. So, yeah, I mean, right now what I'll do, I don't even know. I'll probably do the same shit, just it's going to cut you off on the low. Don't mean.
Me personally, I don't know. I've never been in that situation, but, you know, so when it comes to celebrities and shit, man, I can't say they get a pass because they really don't. At the end of the day, it's still a human being. But I don't know, bro. Some women will be starstruck. I don't know, bro. Me personally, I'm not going to no concert. And I know my girl in love with this, you know, you gonna go with your girl, all right? I can't be around it, man. Man, hell nah. I'll be looking at her crazy as hell, like, this dick sucking ass bitch. I'm gonna leave the bitch. Nah, for real, though. So, I mean, personally, bro, I ain't going. I'm staying home.
I'm gonna be honest, I can't be with no girl that's on no like super fan shit like that for real. Like if I know, but the crazy thing is if you locked in with the girl, like you kind of have to deal with that or whatnot. But I like dealing with more level-headed women anyway. So, like, if you go into a concert and you're, like, super starstruck like that, I'm probably going to leave your ass right there where you stand. Oh, my God, Chris. I'm going to be like, oh, my God, I'm out of here. Like,
right. Put this shit on some real shit real quick. I just want to know. Who's the baddest chick you ever seen, a celebrity that you ever seen?
In person? Or
I'm just saying, you probably never fucking seen them. Just a celebrity that.
I'll get in trouble.
Anyways, what I'm trying to say is, I have a couple of them, and I tell you this, I for damn sure ain't gonna act like they act when they go the fuck out to see their fucking favorite fucking entertainer. I'll be like, damn, I wish I could, but I know where I stand, right?
So I got a question. We're gonna exclude women, all that shit. What celebrity would you see that you would be starstruck of? Like, fuck, like, what the fuck? Oh, my God. Like real shit. Is there any celeb?
I don't think, I'm not like that. But, I mean, I'll be excited to see fucking Jay-Z, LeBron James.
So, what's your reaction when you see these guys? Oh, my fucking God. Or is it like, oh, my God?
No, I'll be like, dang. You know what I mean?
Is he going to ask for a picture?
I probably would. I had to sense the room, though. You know what I mean? Like, because I ain't trying to get played by your favorite celeb. You know what I mean? Because that's going to make me automatically don't like you no more.
And I'll tell you, let me tell you a quick story real quick. So I'm in some mall out here in our suburbs. It's called Somerset. I walk in Somerset and I walk into this high fast restaurant. Hey, what was it? Capitol Grill. I walk to Capitol Grill, chilling. I'm about to get me some food. I'm looking at the menu. Now, this is my first time being at Capitol Grill. I'm by myself. I'm looking at the menu. I say, damn, this shit high as hell. I don't know. So I go to the back. They pull me to the back. I go to the back and I see my favorite Detroit artist. I just pulled up banging this dude. Like, every time I go out there, I see all my favorite rappers and shit. Shit crazy. But I'm like, damn, I was fucked up. I was kind of starstruck. You know what I'm saying? But he was over there eating with his girl. And it was just them two, bro. And it's crazy because, like you said, you got to feel the room out. I'm not about to go ask this man for no picture while he out eating with his woman. That's not even, I get it, but I'm not doing it personally. And I don't want to be like no hater, like, I ain't dick sucking this nigga, but no, like that's disrespect. Like, I don't know. I catch him another time or something. I ain't pressed to take no fucking picture.
I feel it. And just like both of y'all was saying, you gotta kind of read the room a little bit. But me personally, as much as, I can't really even think of another human being that I'd be that crazy about to see. Like, any of the artists that I like, I feel like I could hold it down pretty well. And
I know what I do. I'm going to get to talking crazy to the one. I'm going to get to spin games to her. If it's a woman I really like, I'm going to tell her everything in the book that she want to hear. Boy, I'm going to have that woman blushing ear to ear. You're But I ain't gonna be doing all that fan shit. But that's for the women too, though, man. But that shows you 9 times of 10, she's not a loyal woman. You know, if she's like that.
Yeah, to me, that's bird shit. Like, when you fan out, like, I could be a fan of somebody and not act that way. It's just, if you have no chill or no composure, it's issues on multiple levels. It's not just that. Like, one, of course, we all thinking it. If this dude gave your girl the chance, he gonna knock her down. That's the first thought. The second thought is, you have no real chill. Like, I can't trust a woman that's in that situation. One, like, I just couldn't trust her.
Like, fuck knocking her down. He gonna knock her down as soon as he see her. Come with me real quick. That's what's gonna hurt.
Yeah, and that also made me think about when all the girls was going on stage and they letting Usher feed them the cherries and whatnot. It all kind of falls in line there. And it's like, before, even if my girl is fanned, like, if my girl was ever fanned out about, like, some other dude, there would be a conversation that would take place before we go into this concert. And I'll let her know, if you're on that fan shit, I promise you, I'm going to walk right out of here. I think you have to, like, you got to read the room and you got to be able to let your girl know, you know, what type of time you on. Like, just straight up, like, if you want to go ahead, you want to act like you a fan, well, you can act like a fan, you can enjoy the concert, do all that other stuff, but if you start doing all that extra shit, then I'm going to leave you right here. Like, plain and simple.
So let me just address that real quick, because I know it's some females watching this. They're going to be like, yeah, hey, they be some soft ass dudes. They're getting all up in their feeling because we all hyped to see our favorite celebrity. What we aiming at, right? As dudes, man, we know the deal, right? So, or we assume to know the deal because we're not expert at all, right? As in, if that motherfucker says something to you, you're probably likely going to fucking go, how the fuck you're acting. And that's why we don't want to be in the middle of that when that shit happened, right? Because that's going to make all of us feel fucked up. I know I'm going to feel like fucking shit because you want to go hang out with your group. Even if he call you in the back, right? I don't know what the fuck happened. I'm a dude and I know what the fuck dude wants. You know what I mean? So that's why we kind of feel that way. I mean, it's easier for y'all, harder for us, like me to get with my favorite female celeb. That shit ain't going to happen. There ain't no female celeb just going to be calling, hey, come to the back.
But what if a female did call you, say, come to the back? What you going to do?
You said what?
What if she did call you and say, come to the back? What you going to do?
I'm going to the back.
See, I'll be honest. I go into the back. And I'm going to put it in women term, right? In women terms, or in the way that women kind of think about it, right? You know how, like, a lot of times women will be like, well, that man can cheat, but... you know, he know where home is. So what if every time that man was at home and he was getting calls from this girl, like any girl in the world, and he was going every single time? That's what it's like in that situation when you're choosing that dude or you're choosing to fan out over that dude instead of like being next to your man and holding it down and being a faithful woman. You know what I'm saying? I know people don't really look at it that way. You're like, hey, this man a celebrity. He probably ain't gonna never choose me anyway. He'll never see me, blah, blah, blah. But nah, nobody want to be somebody's second choice. And that's how you make your man feel whenever you put him in that situation.
I know we beating this horse, but what I'm trying to say is it always happened like that in the male entourage because they have a bunch of dudes with them and they got to pull a bunch of bitches or a bunch of females back there because everybody needs to be smashed. You know, man, this is what's heard consistently. So we know what's going to happen. And yes, maybe we're so... all right, I'm going to speak for myself. Maybe I'm somewhat insecure. You can call it whatever you want to call it. I am insecure then, right? Because if you go back there, it's a wrap. You don't even call me no more. You know what I mean?
I feel the same way. Hey, but moving on from that, right? Are y'all familiar with the situation from that's going on between Papoose and Remy Ma? No, you said
I think.
So for anybody that's not familiar with the situation, and of course, we're not experts. We don't know these people personally. We just kind of speaking on it, right? So Remy Ma was caught cheating with a battle rapper called Easy the Block Captain. Everybody knew about it. And then I guess Papoose found out about it a little bit later. Papoose went and knocked the dude out. And then he ended up leaving the venue. And there's pictures floating around of Easy to Block Captain and Remy Ma, you know, around last Christmas and them taking pictures together. So Papoose moved on. He's messing around with the self-proclaimed greatest woman of all time, boxer, Clarissa Shields. So he's locked in with Clarissa Shields and Remy Ma just found out about it and she leaked all the text messages. And yeah, I just wanted to see just how y'all felt about the situation. Like, do you think that she should kind of hold it down a little bit better? Do you think she's warranted for trying to go ahead and out his text messages?
Well, my take, man, this is no info. I mean, I didn't know to that detail, right? I saw the dude she was cheating with. You talking about the dude that kind of looked like him to this extent?
Yeah, he's a battle rap.
Right. So, I mean, everybody knew that was happening. But I didn't even know he was fucking with Clarissa Shields. I seen him with some other chick, you know what I mean? But, I mean, after he held you down all this time, man, it's fucked up on her end. I mean, from my perspective again, right? It's fucked up on her end to even fucking come out to think about another chick, another dude, right? Because from what he did as a man, that's crazy. And then he was kind of in the limelight at that point. I mean, he's really a nobody, to be honest with you. I don't know why he's so famous, but and I mean, he held her down. I mean,
but he's a great rapper. And he was, well, when I say great rapper, I mean a great lyricist. Like he's like lyrically inclined. I can't say he's a great rapper because he didn't really make it to that point in rap. But the biggest thing was he was on Love & Hip Hop, and he held her down while she was doing a little stint, like when she was away in prison. And he married her when she got out, and they were one of those couples that all black people were like looking up to. So for her to go ahead and step out with this dude that everybody kind of look at as lesser than, he looked just like him. And I don't know, it's weird. It's weirdo behavior.
Yeah, I didn't even know he knocked him the fuck out.
Oh yeah, great. He knocked him out. But the funniest part is like homeboy is like, oh, he's pretty much saying, oh, hey, he didn't knock me out and like all this other stuff, but everybody's seen him get knocked out. And then I guess Papoose ended up leaving the venue after the dude was knocked out. And he's like, you know, he ran after he knocked me out. It's like, everybody's like, you know, what is he supposed to do after he knocked you out? He's supposed to stab you.
Right. Wake you back up, revive you, ask you if you wanted some more.
People really be delusional.
That's great.
All right, but I would just also want to take the time to say congratulations to Travis Hunter, right? Travis Hunter just took home the Heisman. He is, and in all honesty, it shouldn't have even been a competition. Like, he played on both offense and defense, and he played offense and defense very well. Even though his team didn't really amount to much, now, him and Shador, they deserve everything that they're getting ready to get. But it just kind of sucks. His situation is kind of being looked at in a negative way because of the woman that he chose to associate himself with. And I don't know if y'all have seen the clips going around about the stuff that she was saying. But I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to play one of the clips that she did while she was on a podcast.
He said, she told on herself, bro. You wasn't her type. You still ain't her type. That bag in a few years is what she gonna receive because you special. That bag made her your type. Ask yourself, if I got hurt and ended my career, would she stay or leave?
Crazy thing is, I already got hurt and she stayed. Y'all, but y'all gotta pay attention, bro. Y'all just be talking. So for you, bro, I ain't really got nothing to say. You gotta watch the video. You just can't go by what other people saying. So, like, that's what you gotta understand. And before I even started talking to her, she ain't know nothing about me. She still barely know anything.
Yes, I do.
But she not here for no money, bro. I was broke when I first met her. That's what y'all gotta understand.
When I said he wasn't my type, he was in high school. I was in college. That's why he wasn't my type. He was young.
All right, so, and that's one of the clips. And then there's also another clip where, you know, Travis Hunter's mom was talking about him after he won his Heisman.
Well, he's still never serious, so it's like, I love the person that he is, but I'm also grateful that because what they said was my biggest mistake turned out to be the biggest blessing. So there, that just goes to show you, you can make mistakes, but that does not define who you are. And I'm so excited for him, but I'm also so excited for all the people that's behind him, all the people that look up to him and see that he is just, you can do it. That doesn't matter if you fall, get back up. You only fail when you stop, and he did it. Now look at him.
So, as you see right there, homeboy said he got to delete all the women out of his life.
Yeah, time out, man. Time out, so I'm gonna say this last time. You trying to tell me that this man mama just said he was a whole mistake
on national TV?
It's wild as hell. She agreed with the people that said he's a mistake. That's crazy. And I already know about his girl. His girl, she, oh man, I'm gonna pray for him though, man. That's fucked up. We know that they about to spend a lot of that money.
But the reason why it all came up about him and his girlfriend, because there's another clip, man, I'm not gonna play it, but you know, he was trying to give his girl a hug after he played the best game of his entire career, and she's literally like pulling away from him and kind of asking him, you know, you was over there looking at them girls and whatnot. And it's like, me personally, I think I would have, I don't know, just as a man, you just have to look at the people in your surrounding areas, right? And I know he's still young, but it's like when the women in your life are treating you like that, you got to make some life decisions and start putting people where they belong. And I think he need to really, I'm not going to say that he need to go out here and just be trying to, I know he's not going to be out here just messing around with any old woman, but the big thing is he need to figure out that you are one of those people that deserve to be treated a lot better than what you are being treated. I think he has a low self-esteem because he's not necessarily like the best looking dude in the world, but he plays football on a different type of level, and he needs to really start looking at his circle.
Yeah. So my take on it, man, like, cause I say it all the time too. Yeah. It might sound messed up. Right. I heard his mom saying it was a mistake, man. We had mistakes, man. My kid was a mistake. Like, I didn't want them on, but I mean, that's what they're looking at, right? It wasn't planned. You see what I'm saying? So it's a mistake. Regardless of how you want to look at it, if it wasn't planned, it was a mistake, right? Should you be saying it out loud? To each his own. I don't know, right? But it's a mistake. Most kids are mistakes. We can act like it's not. She was just bold enough to say it in public, right? That's my take on it. But this girl, though, she didn't want nothing to do with him because she saw what he looked like because it was a Instagram, you know what I mean, DM. She didn't want nothing to do with him. So she did some research. She like, yeah, I'm about to come up. And that's the only reason she did. It's just like you said. I saw both of them clips, man, that you were talking about. She don't want nothing to do with this dude. She going to pull that bread as soon as he make it. She probably going to bounce. That's just my take on it. It's just like that, like with females for him, he need to leave them alone. I wouldn't say all of them. His mom probably still love him. But she just was straight honest with it.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to the girlfriend, though. She's going to, I'm going to tell you exactly what's about to happen. I heard she's going to stick around. She probably had kids with him or whatever. But she's going to divorce him, and she's going to go to the next celebrity. This is how I go.
Because she's not even all that, to be honest.
She's not, but another rich man to take her in because another rich man to take her in because of who she is and who she done dealt with. She done with Heisman, Mr. Heisman. Man. Listen, Travis about to make so much money, man. It ain't gonna make no sense, bro. Like, she gonna, he, I'm, I've been seeing it happen. Watch what I say. She gonna last long, though. I give it 4 years, 3-4 years.
Yeah, I think once them kids are in there, usually that's how they set it up. You know, once we got the kid, then that's pretty much the game plan right there. You pretty much got this man in your life for life, because once they get married, that's one thing. I mean, even if he don't make her sign a prenup, she's going to get spousal support for like a year. But now it's a whole different ball game. Like, you just need to be careful. And I know he's pretty much clapping back at everybody for saying the same thing, but all we're saying, man, is just be careful. Just make sure your paperwork is straight. And yeah, just be careful. Going back to what you were saying, the only issue that I had with what the mom was saying was, you on national TV, you said my biggest mistake is now my biggest blessing. To me, that sound crazy.
Crazy words.
But sometimes, I mean, you just don't have the space to articulate. She probably like, this is my 5 minutes of fame. Let me get this stuff out real quick, but didn't get to explain it. Like, her getting pregnant with him was probably a time in her life when she was about to take off doing something, going to college, doing something. And that was the biggest mistake, right? We have to look at this in perspective. I get it. It sounds fucked up. But a woman is pregnant for 9 months, man. She's going to be carrying this big belly, regardless of what she's going to do. Maybe she was about to be a model. We don't know. You see what I'm saying? And that could have been her biggest mistake, which became her biggest fucking cash cow at this point.
So as a kid that grew up with a single mother, one thing I will say is, you know, they deserve, well, he didn't grow up with a single mother. His dad was also in his life, but I don't know, man. I just feel like we have to pick our words a little bit better. And I was going to get ready to go into a whole tangent, but I don't want nobody to feel like they're being bashed. So I'm going to just let that fly.
Get on that tangent, man.
All right, fuck it. Right. Biggest thing is, when you have the person that created you telling you that you were a mistake, that then you really start to think back on like your childhood and how you were raised. You start to realize that they are a little bit resentful that you were born a little bit. And it's sad for a kid to have to feel that. Unfortunately, like, I don't know how he was raised and whatnot. Maybe she didn't necessarily speak on that, but the fact that she's saying it on a public platform means that it was a thought that was had a lot as he was coming up. And this is just the time where she's like, oh, well, I guess I could say this now. I don't know. I just feel like the love in his life might not have been, it might have been a little transactional, and it's kind of sad.
But I mean, some kids take that as a drive, though. If my parents would have said that to me, I would have been trying to prove them wrong. You see what I'm saying? I ain't no damn mistake. So it's going to drive everybody differently. It's always been, I mean, my take on it, man. Just, I don't know. I've always been trying to prove people wrong, and it's kids like that. That's their whole goal, is to prove people wrong. And some people will buy into it, just like you just stated, right? And just be like, I was a mistake, and just go down the wrong fucking path. Depends on the kid, I guess.
Oh, and did y'all see his Adidas, his little Adidas clip?
Nah, I see that.
It gets better. There's one more clip that I wanted to show you, or one more clip, and then we'll get out of here. All right, so now he signed with Adidas.
They pause it on him on her back. Like, what the hell?
Exactly. Who else?
Okay, that's what they. Okay, I didn't know she was on his back first. Okay, he hopped on her back.
Well, I ain't even tripping on that. Why are you there?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Man, as Adidas, like, she got to deal too.
She needs to get in the gym before she can be in the damn Adidas commercial. Sorry.
Yeah, like I'm saying,
why is you there?
In her mind, bro, I really think she thinks she's the prize in that relationship.
Of course she thinks she is, man. He came at her. And he had a name. She nobody.
And I'm glad y'all just said that, man, with this prize shit, man. I hate this shit. The woman thinks she the prize, the man think he the prize. And to be honest with you, this is how it's supposed to go at. So to be honest with you, the man's supposed to be the prize every time. It's my opinion. So a lot of women don't feel that way because they bad or whatever, but scratch all that. A woman was made to come serve for a man. These women are here for us to play with. Not something like that, but you feel what I'm saying? Like, it's like a playground. God said all the women there for y'all to well play, you know what I'm saying? Like, I go all day with this dog. Sorry, shit.
I don't know who the fucking prize is, man. That's my take.
You feel like you?
At the end of the day, there's a prize in each relationship. It's not just man or woman. And sometimes,
the relationship is the prize. No, go ahead.
It depends on the situation, man. Like, I do think that the relationship sometimes is the prize, but I think that young man don't understand what it is he brings to the table. I'm not saying that they don't deserve to be together or whatnot. I'm just saying that he needs to understand who he is, and that's all I'm going to leave it at.
But that's what I'm trying to say is what you said too, man. They know this man been called ugly his whole motherfucking life. You know what I mean? Being honest. But he's never gonna think he's the prize.
Yeah.
Shit, you the fucking prize, man. You need to wake his fucking ass up, man.
I agree.
Wake up, man. Travis, wake the fuck up.
You see. Hey, got one more video I'm gonna play for y'all, and then we're gonna talk about it when we get up out of here.
Bro, unlock the door.
What's your password?
Unlock the door.
I'm not unlocking shit. 02. What's your shit?
Give me my Give me my phone.
Tweaking
bro,
over her phone. She's doing way too much. I'm definitely going
through
this.
Give me my phone. What is stop trying to open my phone. Give me my
zero
phone.
0201.
Yeah,
I'm in there.
Stop.
Yeah, I'm in there.
Stop.
Watch out, bro.
Stop.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Please stop. Stop. Babe.
Oh, you was trying to
give
link,
me my
bro.
Phone.
Oh, that's where you was going last night? That's where you was going last night?
Give me my phone.
So, but you were saying you was going with your friend.
Oh, my gosh. Please, I
yo,
my
I'm so glad I'm recording this.
My phone.
You're
my
done.
Phone.
You're done. This shit is
my
done.
Phone.
Don't babe me no more. I'm leaving you right here too, and you're not getting your phone. You're not getting shit. Yo, stop hitting my fucking car. Fuck is wrong with this girl? Fuck is wrong with you?
Please give me my phone.
Oh,
bro,
you sending him nudes?
Messages,
oh, you were sending him booty pictures? Oh
my
gosh! I don't even know how to feel right now.
Like, why are you doing all this?
I don't even know how to feel right now. What
oh
the fuck?
Gosh, are you trying to hurt me? Give me my phone.
So you fucked him? You
give
fucked
my
him?
Phone.
You had sex with him?
Give me my phone.
Yo, answer my question.
Give
you
my
had
phone.
Sex with him?
Give me my phone, bro. Bro, give me my phone.
Man, back
give
the fuck
phone.
Up from my car before I crash out.
So it all begins. My question for y'all is, if you had some advice to get that young man, what advice would you give?
You want to go first, Max?
No, you got it. You got it.
I'm gonna tell these young knuckleheads something real quick. First off, man, listen here, man. If you take the girl phone and she say, "Give me my phone," give her a motherfucking phone back. It's something in that phone you do not need to see, brother. No, real shit. I've been there though. I've been there. I've been where he at. So yeah, but. Yeah, hell yeah, she fucked him, man. She gonna ask that she fucked. Hey, she fucked the land. She's like, oh, man, good at all, man. Asking all the crazy questions, man. That shit wild though, man. I'm pray for these younger cats, man. But they all gotta go through it. But like I said, if she say, "Give me my phone," get rid of that phone back. It's something in that phone that you ain't supposed to see, brother. And yeah, you might. Don't let it matter, bro. Thank you.
I don't know which way to go with this. I mean, just like you're saying, in that desperation of getting her, want her phone back on some real shit, if you fuck with her, right, give her phone back. If you want to be with her, give her phone back, right? Because you're going to get on that phone, you're going to see something you don't want to see, right? That's the whole purpose of her wanting her phone back. If she didn't care, you can go do the phone. Give her phone back, dog. What I tell you guys, what I'm going to say to you guys out there, just real quick on this topic, right? If you're trying to be with a chick, if you're legit trying to be with her, don't go through her phone at all, right? Because you're going to find something you don't want to see. And that's speaking from experience. I did that shit one time. It'll never happen again. Never. I'm not going through nobody's phone. And it's just like that.
Once it get to the point, once you're suspicious enough that you think that, well, so the biggest thing, right, is when you're dealing with somebody that's cheating, the biggest thing you see is they start acting different, right? As soon as they start acting different, and if you start to try to grab that phone and you figure out that there's something in that phone that she don't want you to see, you might as well go ahead and dead the relationship from there, bro. I'm going to be honest. Because one, you're recording yourself on her phone, taking her phone from her, telling her she's not going to get her phone back. Those are criminal charges right there, bro.
It definitely is.
And secondly, it's just you have to understand that the relationship, like, where are you going to take the relationship from there? The biggest thing is, well, yeah, and that's all I really got to say on that. It's just if the fact that she was getting ready to throw hands about that phone, she's scratching you, like pinching you through the window about this phone. You already know what's in there. I don't even need to look at that point. Just think about the worst thing imaginable that you can think of and just know that that's what's going to be in that phone right there at that moment. You don't need it. You don't need them criminal charges. And damn sure when you're doing criminal activity, you don't need to post that shit for the internet to see. Right? That's lawsuit work. And if she sue you, she going to win a lawsuit. But what y'all got to say to the people, man?
I don't have much, man. Listen. Pick your girls, Rock. Pick whoever you choosing to date wisely, right? Be mature before you get there. B being able to understand and communicate all your thoughts prior to you saying you want to be with somebody. All right, this is my take on it.
Again, go through no phones, leave the calls alone, Travis, leave them, mama, girl, leave them. Yeah. Hey, man, that's another episode.
All right, hey, first and foremost, I want to thank anybody that listened up to this point. I want to thank you guys for showing up. All right, B, even though you showed up late as fuck, I appreciate you, man. Secondly, I just want to say I'm grateful for my wife, my kids. And it's just too many people in this world that have stood behind me that I would like to thank. All right, even though we're not there yet, we're going to get there at some point, and I'm just grateful for the ride, man. And I'm grateful y'all fellas are here for it. All right, lastly, I just want to say, just let me watch Cosby Show in peace. All right, I know what Bill Cosby did was absolutely atrocious, or what he's accused of being is atrocious, but let me watch my motherfucking show in peace. All right, this has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast, and we out. Peace.